Frequently, the effects are becoming more severe, and whatever you want to call it, it's happening, and we need to acknowledge it and help these communities prepare.
And now you have FEMA being used.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
Listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
What should you listen to make your Monday mornings that much better? Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM. We play all kinds of comedy, stand-up, sketch, songs, even poetry, and the occasional interview. Mondays at 10:30 a.m. Tune in or listen to Absolutely Frivolous on our archives page on CFRC.ca.
St. Monday watches over you and me. And grants the bone exhausted some liberty.
Visit the Screening Room, Kingston's only independent movie theater located downtown at 120 Princess Street. They specialize in playing art house, international classic, and cult cinema, along with Hollywood's best new releases. People also always say they have the best popcorn in town. Visit Screening Room at screeningroom.com for upcoming show dates and ticket information.
Hello, this is Zune, and you're listening to CFRC.
We are Rev Z, and you are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yes, I'm here. In case you didn't notice, last week I wasn't here, and in a live way anyway. You know I love live radio. I'm live. This is a Control Freak. I'm live from Carruthers Hall, Indie Wake Up Call, CFRC. Good morning, everyone. But yeah, just got that. I got that September cold, but I got it in late August. So I think I'm like, I'll be like patient A. And then watch everybody else get sick in September, right? Is that how we're going to do this? Anyway, thank you, Jesse, for figuring that out for me. And I'm sorry I wasn't here live last week, but it's all good. I'm back. Era's not going to be able to join me today, so I'm on my own, which don't be afraid. I can handle it. and just so excited. Like walking to the station this morning, seeing all the school buses out, all the Gales, perhaps some of the Frecks, just, I don't know where they're going, but they're bonding. They're bonding in advance of Frosh Week, move-in day Saturday. You can feel it. And it's just electric on campus right now, in that there's a spark. We know what's going to happen next, and I'll get the weather Gord Downie-Pier report for you very soon, but in the meantime, yeah, September up on deck. I know, it's already August 28th, and what a summer it's been. So, hey, I did not go to Oasis, buddy. I enjoyed everyone else's Oasis TikToks, and it looked like it went so well. And fun was had by all. I didn't see many complaints about entering or exiting. I think everyone was prepared for it. I liked the one warning that said, you know, the stands shake. So, you know, just be okay with that. I don't know. Anyway, lots of talk about there is no song of the summer. Can I start this morning with what I think my song of the summer was? One of the best albums of the summer. It's called Baby, and it's Dijon. I'm playing Yamaha for you. You might not agree. It's okay. We got some Eve Tumor, Soul Wax, Disclosure, Anderson .Paak to get us started and moving this morning. Good morning, everyone. Here we go.
The way you got it, baby.
Whatever. I feel like I've already changed my mind. And that's the thing with this summer. I think it was a pick your own. Because I think I like this song for some summer coming up. I think he's still only 18 years old. We're going to go with some somber 12 to 12. I'm just throwing it in there right now because I'm like, song of the summer. Maybe I said that too soon. I'd love the baby album from Dijon. But yeah, this next one's also really, really good. Off the album 12 to 12. You know it.
The least competent. myself.
Chase me down.
need you all on the floor. Shut the door, no cap. Girl, move your waist. Wanna take off your lace, no cap.
If you don't mind, let me press up behind. So, tell me no lies. Open up your mind, hands to the sky. Uh-oh, why you so fine? If you don't mind, baby, turn up the vibes. You all on the floor, shut the door, no cap.
I'm going like, what the hell? Yeah, well, I just wanted to play some pop, some upbeat music with Anderson .Paak and Disclosure, letting you know they have Ecstasy if you want it this morning. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed that. I did. I love Disclosure and Anderson .Paak. So that's a great song they got right now called No Cap. And you're like, what? I know. Normally, like, whatever. Normally, there's no normally. It's the Indie Wake Up Call. Thank you for joining us on CFRC. If you're wondering where the reverb and the guitars are, they're coming up next. But first, just a Millennials Rejoice. Soul Wax, I played a song called Run Free from them. I love that song. And it's from their album, All Systems Are Lying. And I'm saying Millennials Rejoice because this is kind of they were kind of a thing for a while. They haven't had an album in 7 years. And they're putting out a new one, October 17th, called All Systems Are Lying. And what they're saying is they want to make a rock album without any electric guitars in it. Capture the feeling of a band playing electronic instruments live, loud, and loose. And this record's going to be that experiment. So I think people are excited. The reviews are in. I like that song a lot. I love the sampling and just the nod to, a little bit of a nod to Prodigy there. If you catch that last, some of those last little cuts at the end. Love that. Another song we played was Eve Two More off an album called We Don't Count. Love it. Love. I'm a big Eve Two More fan. So of course I'm going to play on the show. New music there. And I played some Somber and some Dijon, like arguing to myself with you listening about Song of the Summer. There is no Song of the Summer. So I was like, it's Dijon, it's Yamaha. No, it's not. It's Summer. It's 12 to 12. You pick your own. I think that's actually better. I mean, it was kind of fun last summer to have so many to argue about, but I feel it's the same way this summer. But you actually can pick your own. So let's go. What's coming up? Well, I want to play some Just Mustard for you. Band that I've kind of been watching and liking for a while, and they're out of Ireland. They have a new album that they've just announced called We Were Just Here. Some excitement about these guys. Yeah, if you're wondering where the guitars are, just hold on for a second. We'll be bringing those to you in a second. October 24th, that's when that album's going to come out. And they've been playing some like intimate shows, and so far so good. Black Mountain Studio, that's where they recorded in the group's hometown, and mixed with David Wrench, who's worked with Frank Ocean, FKA Twigs. I mean, money's been spent. I expect good things, and I love their vocal structures. Great melodies. Just, yeah, maybe I'm overselling it. I tend to do that. Anyway, there's a movie out called Caught Stealing, and maybe that's a discussion to have, is that we had the F1 soundtrack and I thought it was awesome. I loved it. And Caught Stealing, I don't know what else is on it, but I see that there's a track called Rabbit Run with Idols. So I'm playing Idols. Good morning. Yes. And then I've got some Lava LaRue coming up, as well as the Beaches Lesbian of the Year coming up for you, and Bala Brigada, and a band who you better secure tickets for. We're going to end this next set with a band you had better secure tickets for, okay? No, it's not The Wilderness. I know. I already have my tickets for The Wilderness. But this is another band for this fall that you're going to have to get your tickets for soon, because they're going to sell out. Speaking of local shows, we're going to break some of those down for you in the next little while as well, as you join this ride on the Indie Wake Up Call. Yeah, it's, we're turning, we're swerving, we're moving around, and we got some Just Mustard up on deck. Title track of their album coming out October 24th. We're just here. Thanks for joining me in the morning, everybody. There goes my earring. Bye. I'll be back in about 10, 20.
Open, baby, tell me what you see. There's people in the street. Backseat. picture, my picture, picture. You told me I'm the one you wanted, you really wanted. But you don't love me like I love you. I don't believe you. I'll take the keys and I'm gone. And when I'm driving, I'm really driving. I'm driving fast because I mean it. I really mean it. I think I'm done with all the speeches. Away from the bleachers. Don't wanna hear them no more. From the back seat,
Oh my God, get excited. I was mentioning earlier in the show, get your tickets for this band. Of course, that band is Death From Above, 1979. I feel my show is very millennial coded today, this morning, although I've been playing a ton of new music. Death From Above, 1979, October 2nd. They're going to be at the Ale House, which means I'm going to be at the Ale House. Okay, it's going to be awesome. Hey, that last time they were in town, that's where they played, and it was amazing. P.S. I Love You opened for them. I know some of you were there. Oh my God, it was so good. Anyway, love them so much, and I wonder if they can hit those notes. True story, their names are Jesse and Sebastian, and I still, like, I've interviewed them, and I've been a fan of them forever, and I still get them mixed up. I don't know which one is Jesse, and I don't know which one is Sebastian. Like, I don't know why. I can't place it. It's like they're twins, but they're not, you know? Whatever. There's my Death From Above moment, brought to you by CFRC and D Wake Up Call. Happy you're here, live from Carruthers Hall, and man, it's lifting up on campus. There were so many gales and frecks out this morning, and it wasn't just me and the squirrels coming to the station this morning. It was actual students. So the squirrels, I mean, they were looking pretty hungry this morning when they were looking at the students with me. So don't worry, squirrels, you'll have fat bellies soon. Lots of poutine and pizza and all those late night snacks you love so much, hanging out on Brock and Johnson and wherever. Yeah, campus is about to take off. So get ready for Indie Wake Up Call. We've got a lot coming up in the next few weeks. So many ticket giveaways coming up to you. KPP got in touch with me two days ago, and was like, hey, do you want some tickets to give away on Indie Wake Up Call? I'm like, yeah, we always do. So those will be coming up for you. Let's maybe get that all started next week. But this, just to, you know, get you excited about that, we're going to have some... Mountain Head is coming, Colorado with the Sugar Pills. The Brokes are coming back with local favorites, Sons of Rick, Yukon Blonde, and Shania Twink. So yeah, we're going to have tickets for all of those on giveaways this month on Indie Wake Up Call. I know. Isn't that so fun? Oh, I should say with Mountain Head, Rust Pump and Rev Zed. Yes, Rev Zed are back on campus. They're going to be playing that show. That's going to be September 12th. So let's get some of those bands in here. All right. It's time to get all those student bands back into the station and hear what is going on and find those new student bands. So stick around. We're going to have a lot of information on that. But I want to get going with a show you maybe should go see tomorrow night. And when I was promoting this band at the Wolf Island Music Festival on the mic, and I was like, how do I pronounce this? Is it Shebad? Because I thought it was Shebad. And I'm going with Shebad because I think that just sounds cool. Probably wrong. But yeah, track's called Black Walnut. Music is the Answer was the album that came out in 2024. And we're going to play some of that. Also coming up, we got to talk Polaris. It's around the corner. I already told you I want to win. Not want to win. Who I think... Maybe, yeah, that's who I want to win anyway. But she's not in this set. We're going to play some other top contenders who I think might take it as well. So that would be Sia Gray and Mustafa. We're going all over the place this morning, and other tracks coming up your way as well. We got some new music from Alex G, which I really like, but let's get started. This artist, Broom Factory, tomorrow night. This is Shebad. It's the Indie Wake Up Call.
For the upside, even when I'm sleeping tight, even when I close my eyes, even when I close my eyes, we're living and we're gonna talk. Don't turn away from the way that we're feeling. Don't shy away, it's the way that we're healing. Every time I close my eyes, I always never see the light. Don't turn away from the way that. Every day goes away in the evening. Every time I close my eyes, I open and see the light. it's okay to crash.